Illspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and as the song says, I am back. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Busy day to get to today. After the 7 o'clock news, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of legislators on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, actually, wait for it, coming together for a common sense school funding bill that I think you need to know about. And then after the 8 o'clock news, I'm going to open it up for local candidates. You know, we do have an election coming up. It's amazing, Eric. One of the things I do love about Jersey is it feels like every month we have an election.
It really does, right?
It's not even every year, right? It's just, so the June primary is coming up. It's May 5th. I cannot believe it's May. Like this month already flying.
It's going to be another one of those.
Are we just getting old? What the hell?
Get off my lawn.
I'm just trying to figure out why this year is flying. But like, literally, the primary is upon us.
Yeah.
But classic New Jersey, nobody knows about it. So we'll have, I'm not even going to throw out a bet for the June primary. I think this could be one of the epic lowest turnouts we've had in a long time.
I agree.
Right? I mean, the congressional race is very low competition there. Although I was telling you off the air, and it's worth repeating, I think the Republicans will not fare as badly in November as I have previously expected. And most of it because of the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, where shock, and thankfully, you can't draw a district based on the color of people's skin. So Florida, new map, could flip 4 seats.
Yeah.
Louisiana, new map, could flip, I think, 2 or 3. So you might go in with a cushion now of 8 to 10 seats. And what's the House margin now? 5 seats with the Republicans?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal.
It's a big change.
It's a huge change. And a lot of states, particularly in the South, are moving very quickly to do the redistricting.
Yeah. How do you think it impacts Jersey?
Well, you had Mikey Sherrill come right out and say she's in favor of eliminating Republican districts. So, you know, I
love that she ran as a moderate. It speaks volumes to the last nominee and just the completely inept campaign that they ran now three times in a row. And the fact that Mikey Sherrill coming out like that, aggressively partisan, yet stole the limelight and all the stage time for lowering energy prices and affordability.
Affordability issue, yeah. Well, right? I mean, the thing that I think is beneficial for her right now to a certain extent, look, she finished her first 100 days, and as I said on Jersey Thing last night, I think the next 100 days are more important than the first 100 days because she still hasn't figured out the budget.
Right.
But she follows probably the most progressive socialist governor that New Jersey has ever had.
Agreed.
So, by contrast,
She's a moderate. Yeah. Okay. Fair.
You know, and it's...
Don't you think she sounded less and less like one, though? I don't know. Because she hasn't let up on her attacks on Donald Trump. Right? We're still embroiled in the lawsuits.
Well, and she also...
And now she's being sued.
She also signed the anti-ICE measures... Mm-hmm. That even Phil Murphy raised concerns about and wouldn't sign.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea that she is a moderate may be the narrative, but the policy hasn't followed that yet.
No, I agree.
And it's going to be interesting. So you know that you're going to have, I'm hearing right now that the Assembly and Senate leadership is looking at between $650 and $750 million of additional spending on top of what Cheryl has proposed.
So get us closer to $62 billion.
And she's warned them that, you know, you can't do that this year. And they went, oh, yeah? Watch us.
Yeah.
So let's see what really happens. And this would be a significant loss for her politically, because she's never going to be, and the legislature is never going to be, farther away from an election than they are right now.
This is the time to act if you're going to do it.
So if you're really going to...
Coughlin is smart with that kind of stuff.
Of course he is.
Nasty guy, but man, he's smart on that.
He's a
bully.
Vicious,
nasty
human being.
Yeah, he is.
And he's very arrogant. And so is Scutari. I mean, Scutari is that old school Union County kiss the ring Democrat.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not going to be pushed around by a new governor.
Well, you had said that. I mean, Phil Murphy came in with tremendous power because he basically bought the special interests with his tremendous wealth. And he was able to either give or withhold funding for legislators who did not follow his lead.
Right.
She comes in completely detached from that. So the legislature has far more power now. With her.
Without a doubt. Yeah, because she doesn't have that clout with the unions and the other interests that Murphy had. And that right now, if you watch where kind of behind the scenes where that power is coalescing, it is coalescing behind the legislative leadership, not necessarily Mikey Sherrill, because she's still an unknown quantity right now.
Right.
They don't know. She doesn't have a track record as a chief executive anywhere. So they don't really know what she's going to do. So they're kind of they're betting on the horses they know.
Yeah.
And that's Coughlin and Scutari.
I think they also have a feeling the same thing I've been saying now for almost a year, that she's got designs on the White House. And I think she wants to go back to Washington. I think she sees herself bigger. And this is a stepping stone, much like John Corzine looked at it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
You know, man thought he was going to be president. And man, wouldn't it be nice to have a governor who actually just wanted to do the job of being governor? It is 6:15. Question for you. What are your thoughts on the prospects of New Jersey turning around in the next election cycle? Can it be saved? And where's your frustration lying mostly? Is it the taxes? Is it the culture? Is it the fact that Trenton seems to simply operate for the benefit of Trenton and not you? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:16 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
.622 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, ladies, we are off to a start already. So Jill, Kathy's phone crashed. So we've been trying to do a recovery on her iPhone all morning.
And
I was no help.
Nothing is worse when the two of you have a little side project that you're working on.
I don't know. Apparently, Kathy, she discovered. What were you trying to do?
Well, it's
it involved my phone.
It's stuck in recovery mode and it's looping.
What does that even mean? It's stuck in recovery mode.
Sometimes when, you know how in the middle of the night, sometimes you get an update from iOS?
There was an update 2 days ago.
Well, if sometimes during an update, if something goes wrong, it gets stuck. And one way to try to fix it is reboot.
Yeah.
The other way I have to take a lightning cable and plug it into either a laptop or a desktop and go to the iTunes app. And apparently from there, you can get out of that recovery mode.
I got to be honest now.
Hopefully.
This is not a full disclosure. I'm not knocking our parent company.
Yeah.
I wouldn't connect to the computers here if you were paying me.
You might as well just connect it to a meatball in the refrigorator.
Right, exactly. Plug it into the microwave. You'll do a lot better, let me tell you. Can you imagine trying to get it up? You would actually crash the system.
So it may or may not work.
So if you can't even turn it off right now?
No. Have you ever seen the screen?
Look at the screen. Yeah. It's got the little...
Right.
What is that?
Have you seen that before?
Monitor?
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like you're plugging it into a laptop.
It looks like it's plugged in right now, yeah.
I try to avoid the updates. And I never let it update overnight. My big fear is it will crash my phone. That's the only way I
wake up. Exactly. Right? So when they say there's an update, I just say do it right now.
Do it now.
Because it doesn't take that long anymore.
No, but I also don't know that the update helps you.
But sometimes you can't use certain apps if you have an older update.
Constantly. It's so exhausting. Jody trying to check into her flight. She's flying out today to San Diego. And the United app had to update.
Oh, no.
So all of a sudden, so literally the password for all of our accounts now is forgot password.
No, that's terrible.
Like, that's
Thank
my
you
password.
For sharing.
Because, so you're all welcome. Forget password. Because I'm like, we couldn't figure it out. And I wrote it down. I have a folder. I have an actual password folder
that's
that
ridiculous.
Is labeled passwords.
That's not going to help. No.
Well, no, it wasn't right.
Yeah.
So at what point did I change the password? And then she changed her password. So anyway, forget password. So I'm on my way to New York, and we're on the phone troubleshooting, trying to get her checked into her flight because the app is bouncing her out because it had we figured out it hadn't updated. So with the last phone update, all the apps stay. You know how they have the little arrow and
the
little cloud?
Uh-huh.
Right. So all those apps bounced her out. Anyway, she's checked in now. It's going to be fine. Well, other than having to fly out of Newark today.
If anybody else has had this and...
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you, what issues have you had with your phone, and what tips can you give? And not let's go back to the flip phone, because it's just not realistic. Well, I tried it.
This is specific. How do I get out of recovery mode?
Just so we're clear, I have now purchased, over the last 10 years, three flip phones. I didn't realize it. I find them in the drawer, and I'm like, what is this? And Jody's like, you got angry at your iPhone. And you bought a flip phone.
And khaki pants.
And I'm like, wait, that happened three times? She's like, yes, I'm sure it's happened more than three times, but these are the only three that we have discovered. So I get pissed off, and then I go and I buy a flip phone, and then I wonder why I've got like nine numbers attached to my account. Never use them. But you know why? It's a flip phone. It's totally useless technology.
I have to say, I still have a 13.
Do you
and it
really?
Works great. It's a 13, and I feel great.
And you feel great.
But
So... Can someone help Kathy, our board op? What do you do when the phone is stuck in recovery mode? What's the latest update? Come on, give me a workaround because I'm ready to order my fourth or fifth flip phone just because I'm so disgusted with the iPhone. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:27 is the time. Let's do news with Eric Scott next. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, Kathy and I were talking. We thought maybe you would know how to solve this problem. So her phone crashes. And Kathy, you can probably better explain what happened. You're stuck in a loop on recovery mode. What a pain in the neck.
Yeah, it has the little image of a phone charger plugging into it. Looks like a laptop.
Did you do the hard shutdown?
I tried.
What's the hard shutdown?
It keeps returning to that same.
It's the top or side button, and then the volume down button. If you hold that long enough, the phone should just shut off.
Okay,
and then you let it sit for a while, and then you turn it on again.
Did you do that, Kathy?
Wait, no. I tried to do the volume up, down, and then the one on the side. That's what I kept reading about. So
do side and volume down.
All right, Hank. Just holding it until something happens.
It should go black, right?
It should turn off.
What a pain in the neck.
Right? And then I had to do this one time where I had to plug it into my computer at home, and there was a weird combination. It was like volume up three times, volume down three times, side button, and then it gave me the message, connect to your computer. Right. And then once it connected to the computer, then it was relatively intuitive
honestly,
on how to do it.
When it goes black, do I continue to hold the buttons or release?
No, release it.
Release it.
Just let it sit for a while and then try turning it back on.
So wait till the break. Let it sit and cool off and relax. Tell the phone to calm down.
It just popped.
Oh. What did it do?
Well, unplug that power cord.
Okay. And try it again?
And then try it again. See if that works.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, sometimes your phone will not turn off if it's plugged into a power source. Yeah.
So volume down and the button on the side until it goes dark.
It should go black.
But not wait until the Apple comes on, right?
No,
right.
The Apple coming on it shows it's restarting. Turning back on.
Yeah.
So you want to go black and stop.
Okay, I let go.
Yeah, let it sit. step away from the phone.
It is unplugged from the charger, and, so, and it's currently black.
I let it sit there.
I mean dark.
Don't touch it. Eric, we...
So don't touch it.
I know. These are... if you think about it, the technology is amazing that you can even... Yeah. That there are button combinations that you can do.
But it's so aggravating.
But it is aggravating. And it's, but it also shows, again, how absolutely addicted and connected we are to our phones.
How would you do your job? I mean, I think about, you know, I'm literally on my phone between the two shows and the political world and anything. I'm doing multiple things all the time.
You know, email.
Well, not only that, I mean, I was last night, I'm waiting to go on. The show was written. We were ready to go. It's quarter of. And I'm getting texts from a group we're working with. We're trying to put together funding for a new film. And I'm handling that. And I'm like, I'm in New York. I'm on the phone. They're in California. Like, think about the practical nature of that. You could not have done that years ago. You'd have to go to a phone, call someone, set up a time. Like, you just, it's so instant where you can pull people into a group text.
Yeah.
And solve a problem immediately. And you can't do it on a flip phone. You need the iPhone. And then boom, I'm flipping over, checking my spending on Amex to see if they had replenished my Easy Pass, because my stupid Easy Pass account went negative. Am I going to get fined for that? And how does that happen if I have it attached to a credit card?
Doesn't it automatically
reload? It should automatically
reload
replenish.
When you
it
get does. To a certain
but
amount.
But I will tell you, so when
how to get to zero, though?
When we were away... When we landed in the DR and I went to check my phone, and I got an error message on the company email. So apparently the security that we have here will not allow you to access your email if you are out of the country. Because I kept getting the message saying, you know, your security protocols don't meet our minimum requirements or something like that. So my first thought was, uh-oh. I can't get access to my email.
You're fired.
And what was your second thought?
I had a cocktail and it was like, hey, I don't have access to my email.
Exactly. I would love it. Well, I try. It's when I get back from New York at around 11:30 on Sunday, sometimes noon, phone goes into my office, plug it in, and I'm out.
Yes.
And I take the next 9 hours off, to nine. That's become my weekend. Noon to nine.
Yeah, we do that at dinner time. We have a no phone rule at dinner. So when we're sitting down to eat, the phones are either in our offices or on the chargers.
Yeah.
With the ringer off. And then, you know, that was a big deal, because I don't know how many times you catch yourself where you're sitting there at the table.
All of a sudden you're scrolling.
And all of a sudden you're scrolling or you're trying to have a conversation or it's and I,
well,
and I, unless there is something that is an emergency.
Well,
and
Jody always has her phone because she's not getting the crazy volume that I'm getting.
Right.
Because of the different businesses and work that I do. So she always the kids know. Always try mom first, because you know that's
good whether or not you have a phone.
Yeah, mom has the family
just
phone.
Just call
mom. Don't buy, because I won't screen it out. But I'm typically on the phone or I'm in the middle of something. Zaro called me out yesterday on the air because I was posting on TikTok while he was. I discovered TikTok and I'm now putting clips up. It's actually pretty effective. I know the Chinese are spying on me and everything else, but honestly, I don't worry about that because everyone is spying on you.
Yeah, the
they
idea
know where
that,
you are, what you're saying. I mean, come on. My phone right now is listening to this conversation. I don't know. I can't wait to find out what products.
What ads you're going to get served.
What,
yeah,
I will let you know.
I like that as well. Yep.
I'll share this with you quickly. So I'm cleaning out my office. We discovered three flip phones in one of the drawers.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are these? And you should have seen Jody's face. She's like, really? You got pissed off at your iPhone and you added a line and bought a flip phone. And you've now done it at least three times that we know about it in the last 5 years. So apparently I'm doing this and not even remembering. I get mad. I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm getting the flip phone. I order it, and then I wonder why I have like nine lines
tied to my AT&T account. It's me. I'm the problem.
I've had the same phone number on my cell phone since at least 1991, if not earlier. And I still have my original flip phone. I think I still have my Palm.
Stop.
In a box somewhere at home.
Well, I don't throw away electronics either. So when I'm finally passing on to the next phase of existence after I depart this earth, and the kids have to clean out my what I call the enjoy my passing crawl space, when the kids are going to go be pissed off because there are boxes and crates, and I'm sure they're going to find laptops from the 90s. I mean, I never throw it away. I've always been paranoid that they could be hacked into. Not that I'm doing anything nefarious, but anyway, it's personal. So I wonder. I had a StarTAC phone. That was
Remember the StarTAC.
I think my number goes back to 90. I'm thinking I got the number when I moved to Washington, New Jersey. We were coming from D.C., lived in Sea Isle, moved to Washington. I'm going to say 99. My number is probably 98, 99 is when I got it.
And if you remember at the time that the Palm came out, you were either a Palm or Blackberry. Person.
I had both.
And I
hated both.
I loved my Palm. It had the stylus on it, and you could tap on the screen.
Really?
And it was,
you wouldn't lose the stylus. I hated the stylus.
I would never lose the stylus. I absolutely loved it. And I remember I was working here, and they stopped supporting the Palm, and they made me get an iPhone. And I was so mad. I was furious. They literally had to pry it out of my hand.
I believe it.
And hand me the iPhone. I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Now you can't put it down.
Now I can't put it down.
All right. How long have you had your number? And are you one of the dinosaurs out there that held on to your flip phone? Or have you gone back to the older technology? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 647, traffic and weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right back into it. So how long have you had your cell phone? Let's go to Anthony in Millstone. What's going on, Anthony? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Eric. Great, great show. I love your show. Both you
Thank
guys
you.
Are great.
Appreciate
so
that.
So I've had... Thanks. I've had my phone number since the mid-80s, I believe. It was originally my pager, my beeper. We used to wear beepers on our belts.
I had a pager, I remember.
All right. But I still have the same number from that pager.
Do you really? How did you keep the number from the pager?
When we were transferred to cell phones, we were offered the option to keep your number and just transfer to the cell phone, which I did.
Smart.
And when I go, they're going to hear my number from 6 feet under because I'm going to keep that number even after life.
You never know. Somebody may need to reach you, Anthony. That's it. I love it. You know, it's interesting because I've got an area code on my cell phone that is not where I live. And you know, right?
Because, I have a 917.
And there you go. I would have had, if I had kept it from DC, I would have had a 202 number. But that was a work phone, and then I moved here and got my cell phone. But I haven't changed it. Yeah, I think 98 was when I got my number. So you got me beat, Anthony. The pager.
By a bit.
Old school, baby. Anyway, all right, Anthony. Have a great rest of your day.
God bless you guys. Great show. I love it. Have a good one.
Bye. Appreciate you, man. Have a good one. All right. JC, hang in there. We'll be right back. 6:55. Eric Scott with the news next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
7:08 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am back. As the song says.
Time for Jersey to call in.
And the promo. Yes, I am. 7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Producer Thomas not happy that we're playing that song. It's just you can see, Kathy, the disgust on his face. But look, it's all about we are going to match the promos. As long as the promo plays, the song will play as well. All right, before I get to a topic I really want to get into, I want to check in with JC and Brielle. All right, JC, can you beat our last caller? He's had his phone since the 80s. Come on.
No, I can't. Good morning, Bill, first of all. I can't beat that. I did have, though,
yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, a Motorola box phone back in the mid-90s.
Was it like gray?
My wife was pregnant.
Wait, box meaning
well,
literally?
No, I know what you're thinking of.
You're thinking
of the handheld one. We had one that was little. It was in like a carry bag,
yeah.
And it was the size of those phones that you used to have in your center console of a luxury car. But
yeah.
I carry that around, and then I've had a Razor, I've had the BlackBerry, I've had a StarTAC, I've had an Ericsson. I literally have about a 16, 17 phones in a shoebox
right.
at home that I've saved, and every now and then I post it on Facebook saying, anybody beat these old phones I have, and they say they're collector's items and movie theater or movie studios will pay you money for them because they, you know, when they're filming old movies, they
right.
need old phones.
Right.
But
that's funny. You know, I wonder, I bet they have some worth. That would make sense. I don't know where mine are, but I've done the same thing. There's a bin somewhere that when I'm dead, my kids are going to discover when they clean out the house finally. They're like, oh, my God, look at this. What was he thinking holding on to this? Right. Hey, look, I hope it's worth something in 20, 30 years. Right? You never know. You never know. All right, man. JC, good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. Have a great rest of your day. All right, it's 7:10. So as I had mentioned, look, school funding, serious issue. We got an election coming up, primary in June. And one of the big problems we have in New Jersey is that we don't think before we act. So in the good intentions of protecting the Pinelands because of the largest freshwater aquifer in the country is under the ground in, you know, under the Pinelands. And then the Highlands Act, this whole concept of protecting the environment turns disastrous because what happens is they draw the lines in a very political way. It becomes much less about the environment and much more about control and whoever's got the influence and the connections in Trenton win. Now, the big problem is that with this S2 school funding formula, the whole idea is to put the burden on local taxpayers. Well, when 80% of your town, like Jefferson, is protected and you can't build, you can't develop, what happens? Well, you raise taxes. This happened in Egg Harbor Township, a great example where to cover the gap of loss of school funding from Trenton, Little Egg Harbor had a 33% hike in their property taxes. Healthcare costs are spiking. Nobody in Trenton is looking to solve the rising costs. Now, the good news is there are a couple folks in Trenton fighting to say, wait a minute, why don't we restore some of the funding? One of those guys, Assemblyman Alex Sawicki, who he and I talked to the other day, and he's got a bill that I think is smart policy, but I'll let him explain it. Alex, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell me what drove the idea for this bill and what does it mean to the towns impacted in the Pinelands and the Highlands?
Yeah, well, you mentioned some of it. I mean, part of this is to right a wrong that was caused by the, you know, devastating S2 funding formula. I mean, that's just been a classic disaster out of Trenton. There's been 8 years to fix it and nobody's done anything about it. This bill at least helps roughly 20 school districts covering the Highlands and the Pinelands, as you mentioned. And, you know, it's a fair bill because S2 was designed that if the state didn't give you back enough of your income taxes in the form of state aid, they expected you to raise property taxes. Well, these folks can't reasonably do that at this point. You know, they've done it. But when, as you mentioned, Jefferson Township, 88% of their town is preserved. And even if they wanted to build and raise more property tax, they're not allowed to by law. So this bill, A4860, which is bipartisan, really addresses the fact that we have to give some extra funding for those school districts because they can't otherwise raise it.
And the bill specifically allocates, and it gives you an idea of how much land is preserved, which the contrast with the high density housing crushing our suburbs, it's like we just can't get it right. You know, we preserve 100 acres over here, but we're going to destroy 1,000 acres over here and kill your infrastructure. It's just we're almost bipolar in this state. But you're saying $250 an acre, and it's up to what, $2.5 million if the school district has less than 1,000 kids? Is that right?
Yeah. To be fair to all of them and to be reasonable on the cost, for any school district less than 1,000 students, it's capped at $2.5 million. For over 1,000, it's $5 million. And if you weigh that against their proposed funding for this year, it's fair. You look at a town like West Milford in Passaic County. They're only getting $6 million in proposed aid this year. That's about a third of what they used to get just 8 years ago. With this bill, they'd get an additional $5 million, which certainly wouldn't get them back even close to where they were, but certainly would address a lot of the issues that they're having up there. And, these are school districts that are closing schools, if not one, multiple schools at this point. So they really need some help.
Well, I appreciate you doing it, Alex. I think it took some guts to push for this. And the fact that you're getting bipartisan support is a huge, huge step in the right direction. What do you want our listeners to do? Should they call other legislators? What's the action item that can help you the most?
Any resident in any of the towns impacted on this are essentially lobbyists. So, they need to call their local assembly members. More importantly, they need to call and write the chair of the committees that these bills go to. And ask that they get heard, because the next thing is for these to be heard.
What's the first committee?
Education.
It goes through the education committee.
Yeah, right,
who do you want them to call?
Yeah, it's Assemblywoman Reynolds Jackson is the chair. So if listeners can call and write to her office and ask that A4860 get heard, that would go a long way.
A4860. I will post her number and an email today. That's awesome. All right. Assemblyman Alex Sawicki, thank you for keeping up the fight for the little guy. We appreciate your efforts and showing some real strength on the side of the Republican Minority Caucus. Appreciate you, Alex.
Sure thing.
All right, man. Take care. You got it. All right. Other side, I want to check in with Assemblywoman Marissa Sweeney, who's a Democrat. And the idea that we've actually got some bipartisan cooperation on helping out these school districts that have been punished by the antics in Trenton for the last decade, I think it really speaks volumes to how smart and common sense this bill really is. So hang in there. 7:16. Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I want to thank Assemblyman Alex Sawicki. I'm tough on the Republicans, as you know, but I am equally positive when they do something right. And I think this is a very smart bill. Joining me now, Assemblywoman Marissa Sweeney in Morris County. Marissa is a Democrat who has signed on as a sponsor of this bill. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
I really appreciate you coming on. A lot of Democrats are very hesitant to come on this show, and it's unfortunate. And I'm glad you're on, because, look, I call things as I see them. I have always called balls and strikes. People don't always like it. But I'll tell you, Marissa, this is a smart bill. Tell me what got you to sign on to it. And my question is, are you getting any heat from your Democratic colleagues for signing on to a bill that started with the Republicans?
Well, I signed on because it honestly makes perfect sense, and especially in the district that I'm in, but also well beyond that, with plenty of towns and municipalities in New Jersey that are within the Highlands and within the Pinelands. We're seeing really, really problematic school funding issues where, just for example, Jefferson is a town in my district, and they're talking about losing all their busing, which is going to be very difficult in that rural town, as well as all their sports and all their extracurricular activities. These are huge, huge problems, and it needs immediate remedies. So it made perfect sense to sign on. And I haven't gotten any negative feedback or any kind of negative feelings from my party in particular. I think, honestly, we all see how dire the situation is. And to put to put politics over people in this situation, especially this one that needs to be remedied as soon as possible, would really be doing a disservice to the shared districts and communities that we all serve. So it made perfect sense.
Yeah, I love it. I think it takes guts, and I appreciate it. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that the train is just off the tracks. I mean, we're going to be at somewhere around $62 billion by the time all the new bills are in. It's just so much money. And what I would like to know is, when do we start the conversation in the Democratic caucus? Because clearly, I mean, the Republicans are at 23 seats in the assembly. You know, I, of course, would like to see that number increase, but it's not going to happen without a comprehensive plan. And I wonder if you're having conversations on the Democrat side about what do you do to start to rein in this spending? I mean, clearly the governor is saying and pushing back on Speaker Coughlin saying, hey, we can't add another $800 million to an already north of $60 billion budget. And we'll see how that fight plays out. But are the Democrats in a position that at some point we're going to have the conversation about how we lower our insurance costs, how we lower our energy costs? I mean, that's what's driving the school costs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to say it's the topic of conversation every single time I'm in Trenton. In addition to the energy costs, it's also the cost of everybody's health benefits as well.
Yep.
It's really crippling every industry across the board. It's a big reason. So back to Jefferson, just to use that as a continued example of the $4.8 million deficit that they were projecting for this upcoming fiscal year, about $4 million of it was just the cost of the health benefits to their staff and faculty. And next year is projected to be even worse in terms of the percentage in which it's going to increase. It's crippling everybody across the board. It's really a dire situation that has to be addressed now.
Good. Well, I hope that's a conversation that happens ahead of the next election. And I've said this, that this cannot be partisan. The Department of Banking and Insurance has to be fixed. The idea of increasing competition among healthcare providers, all of that. I believe healthcare should be portable. I think we should be able to purchase it across state lines. I mean, there are a million things that I think we could do to solve it. We're not going to solve it all in this conversation, but I at least appreciate that you understand that that's the problem. So Assemblywoman Marissa Sweeney, thank you. Thanks for joining me, and stay in touch. If you know, let's continue this conversation, because you cannot have a meaningful conversation in New Jersey without talking to both sides. So I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. That is Assemblywoman Marissa Sweeney. It's not about whether or not we need to increase the numbers in the Republican caucus. As I've said all along, we need to increase it with smart ideas. Republicans do not appeal to the average person when all they have is, hey, we're anti-Democrat. It's the same reason the Democrats get in trouble when all they have is they're anti-Trump. I want to hear Democrats talking about lowering insurance costs. Clearly, Marissa Sweeney gets it. All right. On the other side, I'll be joined by Assemblywoman Ara Dunn, another sponsor on this. It is 728. Eric Scott with the news next. I've 737 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I'm getting texts. It's kind of funny. Some of my Republican friends not happy that I'm talking to a Democrat. Guys, this is why we can't have nice things. You know, if we could go back to a conversation, if as Republicans we can peel off the normal Democrats who are not full-on insane, like half of them, you can have a conversation about school funding. You can have a conversation. I mean, if Marissa Sweeney understands, Democrat Morris County understands that the cost of health care is what's killing us, then maybe we can have another conversation about reducing some of the ridiculous mandates and minimum standards that have been created. You should be able to buy portable health care like you buy life insurance. You should be able to buy it anywhere from any provider in any state, and you should be able to decide the level of coverage you want. For me, you know, I don't go to the doctor. I have telehealth. I've got this plush app or some nonsense. And, you know, if I've had an ear infection and all of that, I need an antibiotic or something, and you call it in. But this idea of well visits and all this, I'm as healthy as I've ever been at 57. More healthy now than I was in my 30s and 40s when I was still eating seed oils and all the other crap. But the point is that because we have to have a certain level. This is the problem. This is where I went after John Bramnick, the Republican senator that jacked up your insurance costs because, you know, he's an ambulance chaser. These are guys that make money on this stuff. And it's aggravating. But then I'm getting these notes and they're mad because I'm talking to a Democrat who has the common sense to say, you know what, maybe I can work with my Republican colleagues and we could actually restore some of the funding that was taken away from these 20 or 30 towns that are suffering unnecessarily. I mean, if Jefferson Township is going to lose their busing and their sports, I mean, that is a punishment to the residents of Jefferson Township. For what? For what? The absurdity of the Highlands Act, which was wildly unnecessary. You know, this idea that we can't build in certain areas is just dumb. That a farm can't expand. We should be promoting active farming, allowing farmers to build new spaces, new barns, use technology. But instead, we panic. And that's the problem. Let's go to Assemblyman Ara Dunn, another Republican who gets it. Good morning, Ara. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing amazing.
I'd love to hear it. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yes, it's another day above ground, as we say. We're doing great today. So let me ask you, Ara, you signed on to this bill with Alex Sawicki and Marissa Sweeney. What's the number one objective here? And if you don't mind, give me your thoughts on this whole concept of working with the other side.
Yeah, well, the number one objective is to get this passed and to give the relief to the school districts that are they've already fallen off the cliff, right? You look at West Milford School District, two schools closed within a matter of years.
Yeah.
So that's you know, the governor has already said, the commissioner said, we get it, we see the problems, but we can't get to it this year. So here's what I say: you can't get to reforming school S2, the school funding formula, then get to this. Get to the fairness in school districts for these Highlands and Pylons regions.
Yeah, I it's smart. I had said this, you know, a couple people have brought up some of the fair funding and all these other ideas that are out there. And I said, you know, these are just concepts. There's no practical reality. I remember having this conversation with Senator Mike Daugherty about his fair funding and saying same amount of money for each kid, which is a concept that I oppose because it does not account for the cost of living. It's very different to educate a kid in Morris County, the cost of living, compared to Cumberland County. So that never made sense to me. What would be fair is if we took the partisanship out of it and said, you're not going to have a Democrat administration punishing a Republican area because they didn't vote for him. You know, S2 was what would be a great concept if we actually had home rule. But we don't, because all the mandates are imposed by the Department of Education, the governor, the legislature. So it's like we lie to ourselves that we have home rule. And in reality, we have one big school district under the Department of Ed. And that's what's got to change. But all right. So let's talk about bipartisanship. I imagine you and Marissa get along. I mean, it's not, you know, you're opposite parties. But are there more things that we could be working with some of the more common sense Democrats?
First I need to identify them. That number's getting slimmer and slimmer.
Yes, it is.
But having said that, you know, I sat down with Marissa Sweeney. I mean, as soon as it was announced she was going to be, she victored in the election and would be my new district mate, reached out, congratulated her, and sat down and said, you know, listen, it doesn't change. Our parties are different, but that doesn't change the needs of the district and the very people we represent. I would imagine there's going to be more, agreement on issues than not. So, and she agreed. I did hear she was on the interview and basically recognized how urgent this need is, particularly for our school district.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it could be helpful, right? Because she is of the party that's in leadership. So she's going to have a better chance at getting their ear. And getting them to agree to see these bills posted in committee, heard, moved to the floor. So I'm looking forward to her playing that strong role in getting this this legislation to progress.
And we're going to drive traffic and get people to really lean on Reynolds Jackson with the Education Committee to get at least get this heard, get it out of committee so that there can be a debate on the floor and move this forward. I love it. I think it's smart. What are your thoughts in the last 30 seconds I've got that the entire Republican caucus will get on board with this?
Oh, you know, we've been talking about this for years. If I could just real quickly, Bill, just let you know that this particular legislation is part of a broader package that I have brought forth, which is called the Clean Water Promise Act. So, you know, I've said to the governor and her commissioner, there's no one immediate fix. We can come at this through various ways. So it's addressing the watershed moratorium aid, bringing some immediate relief with a supplemental aid. So I know my colleagues, we've been, you know, saying this is unfair. Highlands Act was passed in 2004. There were recommendations back then to say we have to make sure we could stabilize these communities that are protecting the water, drinking water, for millions of people in this state, one out of every eight residents.
You know, it's amazing. And then, of course, the carve-out, because of the influence of some of the Sussex County politicians, made it clear to me that the Highlands Act was far more about power than it was about clean water. So I love that you are working on that. Can you do me a favor and send me a summary of the Clean Water Promise Act so that we can start talking about that here? And I'd be happy to help you promote that and open the door to our listeners to start to lean on some of these legislators to get them on board.
I sure will. I really appreciate it. And that's what it's about. We've got to amplify this message because no matter what party you're from, if you were hearing this and you were hearing the disparities, you'd say, oh, this is wrong. It's time to act.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I commend you for taking a lead in this fight. Thank you for coming on. Send me that Clean Water Promise Act as soon as you can. I want to get that into an article on NJ1015.com and then start giving the action items to our listeners to start reaching out to legislators and get them on board.
You got it. Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks, Aura. Great talking to you. That is Assemblywoman Aura Dunn, who's in Morris County. And you know, as I said, Assemblywoman Dunn is a thinker. She's common sense, and she's not a hater. She's not going to turn someone off just because they're not in her party. We have to get back to that. And look, guys, I don't compromise on my principles. You know that. I'll beat up the Republicans. I'll beat up the Democrats. But when I see something that makes sense, come on. You got to get behind it. All right, Donald and Trenton, you'll be next on the other side. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. Let's check in with Donald and Trenton. All right, Donald, I know. Too many school districts, right? You're not wrong.
Well, you got 21 counties.
Yeah.
I could drive a tractor trailer from one end of the state to the other end in 4 hours.
Yep.
Why do we have 600-some-odd school districts and superintendents?
Yep.
And their entourage and the assistants?
Sure.
You get rid of, you have 100 school districts, okay, because we're so populated. They might actually have to work for a living, but you could take that money and put it into the busing. You could put it into the schools. You could put it into getting better teachers.
Well,
you can give the kids.
You got to be fair about the busing, too. You know, this idea that Lakewood gets special treatment is ridiculous. You got to have girl buses, boy buses. It's nonsense. You put a string down the middle of the bus. I mean, come on. It's what they do in Brooklyn. So we cater to special interests in this state because people are afraid to be called a name. And I've said this over and over again that, you know, I get a lot of notes from people that get mad if I'm nice about Democrats because I'm tough on Republicans. Well, first of all, I'm tough on Republicans because I'm a Republican and I want to make them better. What they should understand is I'm the medicine. I know it goes down a little bitter, but it's going to make you better. So pay attention.
Get over it. If the truth hurts, let it hurt.
Thank you. But here's the thing you're saying. The Democrat institution won't allow what you want because they're owned by the NJEA. The problem is that many of the Republicans like Singer and Bucco and others, they're also owned by the special interests. So they're fake opposition. This is why this morning, Donald, I changed it up a little bit. We had Alex Zawicki on, Ara Dunn, and Marissa Sweeney. Now, these are Republicans and Democrats who've come together on something that's very simple and very practical. You can't ignore the low-hanging fruit and the practical. You know, the challenge is, like, these groups come in and they raise a ton of money. And they're like, oh, we need to revamp everything. Go to county school system. Yeah, not wrong, but it'll take years to do that. And meanwhile, these kids are suffering.
We'll be gone before that happens.
Exactly. So okay. I want to fight for the practical, and I want to start gaining ground back. If we can get this bill passed, if we can get the Clean Water Promise Act through, if we can start to recognize that the Highlands Act and the Pylons Act are not really protecting anyone. All they're doing is creating an opportunity to hurt small towns. And then you add to it the fact that nobody in either party has addressed the overdevelopment. You want to know what the real problem is? You've got massive overdevelopment. We should not have this many people here that come in because we give away free stuff that we have to pay for.
Oh, I know. So, and like I said, you know, but you got to remember, our governor did fly a helicopter.
I heard that. Yeah, you know, I did. I heard that. And I heard she was
before, so,
heard she's pretty good at it. You know, not so much as governor, though. All right, man. Got to jump. Thanks, Donald. Have a great rest of your day. What do you want to do? I know. Other side, if you're a local candidate, and I want to hear your input on what we're talking about as far as school funding, what's your plan to help us get this state back on track? 1-800-283-101.5, 757. Eric Scott with the news next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right. I want to get into local campaigns and candidates. But first, I want to check in with Kathy, our board op. Kathy, how's our phone doing?
I think I'm going to have to hook it up to a computer and go to iTunes.
Yeah. So, Eric, that's the problem. I wouldn't want to do that here.
No, I wouldn't want to do it here.
Right?
No. When it happened to me, I waited until I got home.
Until you got home.
Yeah.
And was it the same thing? Like the phone just stopped working? Just locked?
Well, sometimes when they an update.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's when I did the update, that's when it froze in.
So see, now, I don't know if, I'm not sure if Jody's listening, but now see, this is where I get myself in trouble. Because I keep telling her, do the updates. She's like, I don't want to do all the updates. Because if I, she understands that some of the apps won't work.
Yeah.
So of course it happened. I convinced her to do the update. She updates. It shut down her United app. So checking in yesterday took like a half hour.
Oh no.
Reset the password. It was just, it kept locking her out. And we were troubleshooting it while I'm driving into New York. And it's like the apps are more trouble than they're worth sometimes. So now I'm looking on my phone. So I did the update. And I would say half the apps. And I've got, I don't know, like screens and screens of apps.
Yeah,
and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And they're, half of them have the little cloud with the arrow.
Yep.
So I don't know. I guess I need to start going through and deleting them.
Well, the thing is, some things will be held in the cloud, and some things will not. Like, there's some things you work on that are local to the phone.
But
like,
you said iTunes, though. Is that right? Is that your Apple ID? Is that what it goes into?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
You have two choices. You can either choose update or recover. Recover will wipe your whole phone.
So the question update is, though, if you recover and wipe the phone, is everything stored under your Apple ID?
Well, that depends on what your settings are. So if you back it up to the cloud,
yeah,
that's like when you get a new phone, you do the backup to the cloud immediately, then deactivate your phone, activate the new one. The cloud basically mirrors your old phone onto the new phone. So when you're doing the update, you know, or you're doing the recover, essentially what you're doing is you're wiping the phone, resetting it to factory specs, then it downloads everything from the cloud and mirrors the phone you had before you do the recovery.
So, but the cloud has a certain amount of storage.
Right.
I think I'm paying for cloud storage.
Most people wind up doing that by default.
More. I think I'm paying for Google storage, too, on my Gmail. I need a total reset. I need a factory reset. I need a factory reset.
On your brain?
Possibly on my brain. On every single device. Like, all of a sudden, there's so much crap out there. I went through, I told you, I found, I think it was, what, $280 that I saved a month. And I realized that's not $1 million, but like that's a car payment. That's something.
Absolutely.
And that was just going through canceling, you know, the third Hulu account that I somehow had. I mean, it's just insane. All right. Everyone hang in there. I'm going to go to Kirsten Light first on the other side of, she's running for council in Bernardsville. I want to talk to her about the race, why she's running, and about the primary. And if you are running locally, I want to hear from you, 1-800-283-101.5. But right now, I want to break for traffic and weather next. Back in a minute.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
A22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I want to talk to you if you're a local candidate. First up, Kirsten Light. She's running in Bernards Township for a committee seat. Now, she's running in the Republican primary. And, of course, I love this. The backstory here, and this is why we can't have nice things, because the main Republican organization, I mean, this is how bad it is. The backroom insiders that run the Somerset County Party, all completely aligned with the losers who run the New Jersey Republican State Committee. Would you believe they spent $10,000, talking about a committee seat, on Kirsten's opponents in the primary? Instead of focusing, let the people decide, let the Republicans decide. No, they thumb on the scale because they want to pick their select people. And this is why the Republican Party does not appeal to the average voter out there. Because the average voter can see through the nonsense. Like, you guys are all about the back room. You're not about actually solving problems. Which is why, again, I want to commend Alex Sawicki and Ara Dunn for being able to partner with Marissa Sweeney to say, hey, we can actually solve problems together if you can pick off some of the normal Democrats. There aren't many of them, but you got a couple. All right, let's go to Kirsten. Kirsten Light, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little fired up about your case here. So tell me.
You can imagine how fired up I am.
Kirsten, it just aggravates me to no end. I mean, you've got these backroom losers who they would rather hurt a really strong candidate, you, with a great message, ties to the community, all kinds of opportunity. They'd rather hurt you just because you don't fall in line with the deal making that they want to make, and which will come at the expense eventually of the residents of Bernards Township. So tell me why you're running. What got this motivated?
So, you know, we lost our majority, our Republican majority, for the first time since the Great Depression. Yep. And, you know, Recently our town has been, you know, voted one of the four best towns to live in the entire country. And that happened under Republican leadership. And now we're sitting here seeing some national issues that are relatively unpleasant and not focused on the beauty of our town and really protecting our town, starting to creep into the local politics. And It's a problem. We're seeing the creep of affordable housing. We're seeing the, you know, disgusting raise in taxes due to the, you know, insane insurance requirements from the state. You know, so we're experiencing the same things as all these others. But, you know, now we're seeing these national issues come in. So I really want to protect the town that I love. I have no aspirations to go any higher than just serving my town. And I couldn't say the same thing for some of the other people that have been running and where they're hoping to head in the future with this backroom party, backroom deals and the backroom party.
I just want to compliment you on running. I know that the head of the party in Somerset County, I mean, just doesn't know what she's doing. I mean, you know, got it, but mainly because of her last name and, you know, her dad, and we all know it, but it's sad, right? Because she's like, you know, where people reach their level of incompetence. Can you imagine reaching that at a county chair level? But she's there.
Well, Bill,
it's a shame.
She's running a $17,000 deficit.
Yeah.
And somehow she finds $5,000 in the first quarter and $5,000 in the second quarter to go after my parties. Like, right. What kind of accounting and funny money is going on there?
It's just a shame because this is what I've been yelling about for 10 years. I'm like, you keep letting the same people run the party, that they run it into the ground, and that's where we are. But what is sad about it is that it comes without a real message. So your message of integrity at the local level is very important. Now, Let me ask you this. So the primary is coming up on June 2nd. How many people are running for how many seats?
So we've got three Republicans running for two primary seats, and there's two general election seats.
So you got to come in first or second in this primary.
Yes.
Is one opponent weaker than the other, or is it are both bad?
Well, you know, I hate talking badly about them, but let's just say they're not running a very good campaign. They seem like they're both focused on a lot of school board issues and don't seem to understand what the role of a township committee person is.
What's your top?
That's disturbing in and of itself.
Top three priorities, Kirsten, in the 30 seconds I've left. Top three.
Affordable housing, safety, and taxes. Yeah. Those are the top three issues. And the affordable housing directly relates to the taxes and the safety.
How many doors are you going to knock on?
Oh, God, I've been knocking on doors left and right. I've already done about eight districts at this point.
Wow, that's great.
Me personally knocking. And then, you know, I'm out in the community. I'm out at the lacrosse fields with my son, working the snack shack, going to meetings, meeting with parents, and just trying to get out the message and meet with some of the community members. It's been just a rewarding experience, and I really am enjoying the energy and the positivity that I've been seeing around town. It's
well,
been great.
Well, Kirsten, you are the future of the Republican Party. It's about local. It's about local moms stepping up and saying, hey, we got to take this party back for normal people so that we can take the state back on behalf of most people who are normal, who are totally disconnected from politics and don't participate. And we see that in the massive registrations that don't follow Republican or Democrat. They end up as unaffiliated because they're disgusted with both parties. So thank you for being...
Oh, yeah, they're disenfranchised, right? For sure. And people have just stopped voting.
That's right. How do people find you?
Hopefully this election. I have a website, www.lightthewaytovictory.com.
Love it. Lightthewaytovictory.com. You and I will talk soon. I want to come knock on doors with you. Thanks, Kirsten.
I'm there for you. Thanks.
Bernard's Township, Kirsten Light. Lightthewaytovictory.com. 828. Eric Scott with the news. 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. All right, guys, hold on 1 second. Jessica Mark, I'll get to you. Eric, I just went through a whole therapy session.
You were a man on a mission there for a while.
I just deleted almost 60 apps off my phone. Now, what's interesting is, and I can't remember now because it was about 30 apps ago, I went to delete one app and it said, you are subscribed. $69 I was paying for this app. Unbelievable.
Well, the funny thing is, you're not just deleting them, you're angry. Before you delete it, F that.
I'm angry. How did
I... Well, but at one point, you were like, oh, I got to have this.
That was actually, Jill just said that. She's like, present you is mad at past you. I'm like, well, past me was an idiot for signing up for this stuff. So I'm going to give everyone a little PSA right now. Go on your phone and start deleting apps you haven't used in 3 months.
I find it to be a very cathartic experience, and I typically will do it if we're traveling because you're killing time on the plane.
Yeah.
So I will go through all of the apps. I'll rearrange all of my folders. I'll rearrange all of my screens. Then I go through all of my emails. Then I go through all of my photos. Then I go through all of my videos, and I take all... And it's amazing in the span of an hour what you can actually delete off of your phone.
And you feel like you have some, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
I just saved myself $69. That makes my day. Well, that's like getting a raise in the middle of the show.
Well, we expect you to buy breakfast tomorrow.
I think I might. Maybe I'll bring the beer. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is when? It's my favorite day of the week. I know
Wednesday.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Hater Meter Wednesday. Yeah,
Hater Meter
Good
Wednesday.
Stuff this week. Creative stuff. Let's just say the haters did not hold back in the last week. It was coming in fast and furious.
Well, you know, I don't pre-read it.
I know.
So I think it's going to be, it'll be an interesting read.
Yeah, you should enjoy yourself today. It is still odd to me that at odd hours of the day, I'm texting these wildly inappropriate messages to Thomas. Because if I see it, I screen grab it and I send it to him without explanation. And which has led to more than one awkward conversation between Thomas and his significant other.
I believe that. Yeah.
With his girlfriend.
I totally believe that. What is that?
Is that an HR issue? Hold on a minute. only in this business. Unbelievable. All right. Let's go to Mark in Middletown. What's going on, Mark? Mark Soporowski, good, running for Council of Middletown. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
So Bill, just a little bit about myself. I am a small business owner in Middletown for almost two decades. I'm a school board member. And as a small business owner, I deal with budgets and real problems every single day. And what's cool about this election is I am not part of any political club. I'm a Republican running for the people because they're ready for independent, common sense leadership. Yeah. And this June, there's two seats open. There's one incumbent running, one new person running. I'm not running against anybody. I am running for the people who want a different choice, somebody that's not picked out of a back room. And I think it's clear right now that people are paying attention.
Yeah.
The support I'm getting, the conversations I'm having, the signs that are going up on real lawns. I'm knocking on doors. We're talking. We're having great conversations. And on the school board, what we saw last week, we're no longer closing three schools. And that should concern everyone because the superintendent made it clear that that was never her recommendation. And that decision didn't come from administration. It came from politics.
Yep.
And that's exactly the problem. And, you know, we've met many times, Bill. You know, I'm a common sense guy.
Yeah.
You plan, you adjust, and you make decisions based on facts, not on pressure. And we need real long-term planning in this town. When it comes to schools, development,
Mark,
taxes.
Let me ask you, for not only that, you're a business leader, you're a family man, you got a beautiful family, you're a stand-up guy, and you are the target of a lot of hate from these backroom guys that, on one hand, they had no problem giving the mayor a big promotion, even though these schools are being closed and there are more problems that you can count in Middletown that need to be solved. But now that they're not closing the schools, they still haven't addressed the underlying budget issues. That's the problem. So to your point, you know, without leadership, when the politicians look at this and say, maybe that's not popular. And what you don't know is if they're just doing this to make sure the mayor does well in his race for county commissioner. But what you...
Well, that's right.
Of course, that's the only reason they're doing it.
There's no facts behind it. There's no plan behind it. It's just an idea. We were in the middle of strategic planning in the school district. We were halfway through it when they came in and said, nope, we're shutting down schools. This is it.
Yeah.
They gave us an end result without working towards it.
Right.
So I'm glad that ended and the superintendent stood up and did what was right. But even in town, after I announced that I was running, they immediately targeted my business, which I know happens to other candidates in other towns that pose a challenge. But
Mark, it happened during my primary. It happened in 2025. All of a sudden, we had friends of ours, and all the inspectors are coming after the pizza place. For what? Wait, what happened? How did that happen? I mean, it was so obvious. It's disgusting. So let me ask you this, Mark. Give me your top three things that you want to accomplish on the township committee.
Well, I think that we should certainly look at directly electing a mayor in town. That's been a hot conversation that people have had. And I think we should certainly look into that. The second thing is the assessment demonstration program, where our assessments are changing dramatically from year to year. And it's really hurting seniors and people that have lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
And even new home buyers.
Sure.
And also the affordable housing mandate. Look, I don't agree with overdevelopment and high density housing. But we also have to face the reality that New Jersey is in Democratic control and will be for a long time. And Middletown being one of nine towns that opted out of agreeing with the state, I think we need to look into that. Maybe we need to sit down and tell the state we're going to look into this and see how we can possibly plan. Because I think we need to buy ourselves some time instead of getting shackled with these builder's remedy lawsuits every time and losing every single case.
Every time. We lose in court every time we go up against them. You're not wrong, Mark. You're not wrong.
And it's taxpayer money that's funding these lawsuits, Bill, and it's unfair. I see it on the Board of Ed with lawsuits that we are going to be in for a decade. For what? for what return do we get for it?
Mark, it's what we were talking about earlier with school funding and working with some of the Democrats. There aren't many left that have the common sense to work across the aisle. But those that do, you can actually come up with some practical solutions that can get us to where we need to be. So I applaud you for that. I also love the direct election of the mayor. Quite honestly, your mayor would never be able to stand the test of time with the residents if he was really held accountable to his lack of leadership. It's all back room. It's all who you know, and it satisfies the county, now the state, because Monmouth County effectively runs the state party now. And it's a shame because the people left in the balance are the regular guys that are coming to your store, that are sitting down to have a great meal at your restaurant, that the average guy driving the ambulance, you know, running the retail shop. That's who gets hurt. It's mom and dad that are saying, man, I just want to be able to afford to live in New Jersey and stay and protect the integrity of the town that I raised my kids in. It's that simple. Mark, how do people find you? I'm out of time. Go.
Bill, I am putting videos up almost every day on my Facebook page. It's Mark Soporowski. And on Instagram, Mark Soporowski. Or MarkSoporowski.com. MarkSoporowski.
I love it. Let me know when you want to knock on some doors. I'll be happy to join you. Thanks, Mark.
Let's do it, Bill. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. Mark Soporowski is a local businessman, family man, candidate for county committee. For Middletown Township Committee. He's exactly the kind of common sense, normal guy that we need to have in office in New Jersey. 8:47, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
It's 8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right in. I've got about a minute and a half. Jessica in Ewing, you are running for mayor. Tell me about your campaign. Why are you running? What do you want to accomplish? And how do people get in touch with you?
Good morning, Bill Spady. It's so nice to speak to you. My name is Jessica Morosco, and I'm a retired law enforcement officer from the Domestic Violence Unit, also the Serious Collision Response Team, which was attached to the Homicide Unit. So what my forte is, I'm really good at looking at and building a case to gather information and conduct studies before we actually do something. I'm running with my constituents, which are Pastor Jim Anderson. So he has integrity and trust for the community, including Dr. Wesley Brown, who deals with neurosciences and communication intelligence. And my important topics are obviously high taxes, overproduction, which has an environmental impact on our community. And we need smart building, infrastructure that's falling apart, which is connected to our water supply. And in Ewing Township, we keep building. And we have 70 years worth of Trenton Water Works, which is, it's been published in the newspaper and they've been talking about how it's falling apart. But yet we keep compounding the problem. Two wrongs don't make it right. We need to fix this, including crime. They want to build 125 more units behind Rita's Water Ice, including 50 senior housing. And instead of calling it affordable housing, which was striked at the last council meeting, they're calling it now exclusionary. It's like changing the terms over and over to complicate the matter so people don't actually know what's going on. I want to look at the budget. I want to see where our taxes are going.
All right, Jessica. So I love it. I love the energy, love the experience, love the passion. And I want to help you as much as I can. I imagine you're not up against a big primary, that this is a November election, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So you and I are going to stay in touch. I've got your contact info, but how do the voters find you in the 10 seconds I got left?
No problem. You guys can email me at justforewingmayor.com. Also, you can go on a Better Ewing page and you can post information there. I'm here to speak to anybody. I've been going out to small businesses and actually talking to them, seeing what they need.
Okay, I love it. Jessica, thank you. Appreciate the call. We will be in touch. 8:57, Eric Scott with the news next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Vet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. Easy for me to say. every morning, every hour on the show. Jen Ercillo, I went on a mad dash deleting apps. I've now deleted almost 60 apps on my phone.
You are so busy over there.
Will it move better? You think it'll be smoother now that I've deleted?
You cleared
all these
apps? Out a lot of space. You a definitely freed up a lot of space. Yeah.
Here's what I'm doing. I am keeping, however, the Spirit app.
Okay.
So you go to the Spirit app, and I deleted
that a while ago, but go ahead.
We regret to inform you that all Spirit flights have been canceled, effective immediately.
Oh, my God.
Guests with previously confirmed Spirit tickets should not go to the airport. While we are not able to help rebook your flight on another airline, we will automatically issue refunds for any flights purchased throughout Spirit with a credit or debit card to the original form of payment. For more information about the wind-down process. Wind-down?
It's done.
3 o'clock There's in no the morning
wind
on
down.
Saturday.
Right, right.
I wonder, I'd love to find out if anybody is getting their money back. Because the one of the ladies that is in the makeup room at Newsmax, I was there last night, she's like, I got stuck in Charlotte. And she had to pay $425 to rebook a one-way ticket from Charlotte back to New York.
But
that sucks. And she's like,
yeah, that's terrible.
She's like, I'm not going to get my money back. No one's giving me that money back.
Well, no, because one of the reasons why they went under is because they don't have any money. So how are they supposed to give you money back?
Well, that's what I want to know. How are they giving money back? Where's that money coming from?
Do you liquidate any? Is there anything to liquidate? I mean,
I learned yesterday. I don't think they own all the planes either.
That was my other question. What do you do with all the planes? Where do they go now?
You probably have not been on the turnpike since this happened.
No.
All right.
No.
So I have a video I took on Sunday morning, driving back from New York, and the Spirit planes are all lined up, and you can't miss the big yellow and black.
I mean,
they're actually great colors because you don't miss yellow and black.
You can see them even in the air.
Absolutely. It was actually a very good idea. I wonder if anybody else is going to take that up. I know my friend Jim Weikert had that idea many, many years ago. If you know the Weikert Realtor signs are yellow and black.
Yep.
And it was just after years of studying it that you see the yellow stands out. Look at New Jersey 101.5.
We have the yellow.
Yellow and black.
Yes.
We're as obnoxious as Spirit. Hopefully with a better fate.
And Spirit also has on their was on the tail, they have like words like howdy.
Which is kind of goofy.
I know.
But I think
it kind of goes with the whole thing.
I think Alaska Airlines has like the Indian guy.
They have. Oh, I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jody is flying Alaska Airlines back from California. So she's heading out tomorrow. And you ask why I'm not going. I'm out of time. I'm doing weekends at Newsmax. I did the night last night. So I'm so busy. And Michael is, he's moving. So he's
okay.
And so Jody's going out to help him get settled. And
I didn't know if she was going out there just because she missed him so much and she needed to see him, or she was helping him with something. That's what I figured.
It's a combination.
I'm sure. Combination. And it's Mother's Day coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working Mother's Day. So it's,
of course.
But look, I'm blessed to have the work.
Yes. Right?
That's how I look
at
it.
Just remember, jabbed.
Jabed. Jabed. Wasn't that ridiculous? That really
jabbed.
Happened.
Say jabbed.
I haven't seen the clip of it. I should get that.
Yes, because it's got to be so cute too. Because I can just see your face.
So I'm hoping that Jody has an uninterrupted travel because it's just her. And
what airline is she taking going out?
United going out.
Okay, and then.
But United doesn't fill you with a ton of confidence. Either because the app is pinging me.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting all the alerts, but she booked it through her.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't
why
know. Her mileage
get,
plus.
Yeah. I don't trust any of them.
Well, she's going out. He moved last week, so he did the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to help him organize the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's.
You need a mother's touch.
You need
touch
a mother's
that.
Cleaning.
You really do.
Cleaning,
yeah.
Organizing, and yeah.
He moved in and, funny, I'll share this. He'd be mad if I shared it, but I'm going to say it. There's like some issue by the kitchen sink. He's got a bunch of gnats.
Oh.
So he's got the wine glass out because you put red wine out and you cover it in cellophane, like a saran wrap.
Yeah.
And poke holes. The stupid gnats are attracted to the wine.
Isn't that crazy?
But then they can't get back out.
Right. Aw.
See, no. What? Aw. You're feeling sorry. It's a gnat. What are you? What the hell's wrong with you? Oh, my God.
It's an automatic.
You got
an automatic. automatic. Like,
stop. Relax. You got to dial it. Animal rights activism does not translate to gnats.
It's an good God. It's an automatic response. Oh.
I thought of you the other day. So on Sunday, on Sunday during the show, we are, Kathy's looking at me because it's 9:14 and she wrote on the little board, I should take a picture of this and tweet that. It says I should break at 9:12.
Oh, you're funny, Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready to tell another story.
It's a good story. All right, I'll tell the story on the other side of Traffic and Weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So a couple things to clear up here. Jill, I was talking to Jen and Kathy earlier. So Michael moved. He's got a new place in San Diego.
I heard.
So he moves in. So mom's coming out. Jody's flying out today. Aww. She's going to help him, you know, get it all set up and move in. And as we said, it takes a mom to make it a home.
Yeah, and Jody's good. That's
she's really good at it.
She did that professionally, organizing.
Yes, she did it professionally. So. His place is going to be great. But he's got an issue. He moves, so he's in between apartments. He paid double rent this month because it just worked out. He had to get out of the one. And the other. Anyway, so he moves, but he's got a gnat problem in the kitchen. And I said, well, it's probably because nobody was there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it could be the garbage disposal. It could be a million
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
So he had the plumber yesterday. The pest guy's coming today. But Jody's like, just put a glass of wine out, cover it in cellophane. That works.
It's wine. There's a little Dawn dish detergent you squirt in there. It's like this. The recipe's online.
And you
online.
Poke holes. They go in, they can't get out. So
vinegar.
Jen, literally, she goes, oh.
I know.
And I'm like, they're gnats. And then the next breath, I just don't condone murder. It's not murder.
They're little bugs. I know. So, I said it was an automatic response because when I think about an animal, even though it's a gnat, it just
but
came
this
out.
Is this
now,
is a
now
thing.
I'm never going to hear the end of
so,
it. Jody is a murderer,
right? A gnat murderer.
You're anti whale and gnat. Look at you.
I meant that. I got to post that one on TikTok next. Somebody did an AI video.
Yeah.
They took my audio. When I said if it would lower my electric bills, I would use whale oil. I would.
Sure.
I would charter the boat.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go hunt the whales and put the oil in. I mean, come on, get my bills down.
But like Dave, my man Dave, now at his house, there's a mom, raccoon, and babies. We have no idea how many babies, but they're
on average, they have about three to four babies.
So the stupid animal laws, you're not supposed to do anything with them.
You don't need to murder them. Just go.
You don't. They're animals. You can't eat them.
I just did a story about it. It's at nj1015.com. First of all, this is birthing season for raccoons, skunks, and squirrels.
Well, congratulations to us.
Right.
Yes.
We are the proud parents.
It should be poison season for those. That's the season I want.
All right. What do you have against them going in and safely taking them out and relocating them where
they're not
going to
clean up
the
room.
Problem with that?
They won't clean their poop.
They will. Absolutely,
The minute that why should the homeowner have to pay for that? And certainly the taxpayer should have to pay for it. So the way I look at it is, if you've got a rodent problem, you should have poison. I leave poison out. It's like, you know how people leave cookies for Santa Claus? I leave poison for the rodents. So I make sure that there's enough poison because we don't have a dog now.
Speedy
so up. I don't want the problem. I'll tell you something. We had those little field mice and they get in. We had one die in the wall in our last, a couple of houses
that
ago.
That had a smell.
I've had that.
It
must have been a big one because
it stank. They stink. Yeah, they do.
It was about 2 weeks. The smell finally went away. And the guy came. He's like, well, I could rip the wall out and remove it. He's like, but it's going to cost you. And then
he's got to cook it.
How about we just deal with the smell for the next 10 days? And we did. And it went away.
Yeah.
But here's a shameless plug for my friends at Guaranteed Service. We also found them in the ducts.
That's a huge
So the duct cleaning is huge. Our house smells so good right now with that. It really does work. Yeah. You clean the ducts out. Yeah. You can't believe it. Anyway, I'm on TV on Sunday. I was going to tell you the story about the stupid hippos. So the cocaine hippos. Mm. I had no idea until I went down this rabbit hole doing a little research. Hippos are nasty creatures. They are the top killing animal. They kill 3,000 people a year.
Oh,
so Pablo Escobar, Colombian drug cartel, had a zoo and he brought hippos from Africa to South America. When they arrested him and they finally cracked down on the cartel, they left the zoo. Well, somebody left the door open, and now there are more than 500 of these hippos living in this river.
It's not the hippos' fault.
They're attacking people.
And they're crack
babies. So the
babies.
Government wants
to kill
them.
They probably got into
them.
The crack.
Well, I had the conversation. We had a guest on, my co-host. They're looking at me like I was the jerk. I'm like, can't we just kill the hippos?
Bill!
I just think we need, you know, right?
If they're killing people,
well, I said this. If you,
people,
they
yeah.
want to relocate them, I'm like, relocate them. They're going to be the same problem in the new location
how
that
often,
they are in the current location.
How often are you coming in contact with a hippo?
Well, I'm not. If you, I mean, you know, I no, take a couple and put them in zoos.
But just like around here, we
Turtle
have the bear
should
hunt.
Have a couple of hippos.
Right, we have a bear hunt.
Yes, there should be a bear
I
hunt.
No, down. No,
oh my God, the deer,
not.
The bears,
nope.
and the gnats. Deers, bears, gnats, and raccoons. Get them out. 928, Eric Scott with you, or Generosillo with the news next. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I understand, Jen, the whole animal thing. But my co-host not happy that I thought it was okay to kill the hippos.
Yeah, I agree with her.
But what I said yeah. was that, like, we lose sight sometimes because you're not a vegetarian.
No.
You'll eat meat.
Yeah.
You're down with that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing cute about a hippo. There's nothing cute about a gnat. Like, I get...
What about a gnat on a hippo?
What I always say to people is, like, if you... I believe in being humane. And,
well, that's my whole issue with
which
it.
Is why I am not so sure. I'm going to be looking into my next bridge I'm going to cross is going into looking at this whole halal style meat, because I'm not so sure this is the most humane way to deal with the animals. And, you know, we have certain rules in this country. And I think the way that animals are brought to slaughter, where the cow doesn't know what's going on. They hit them in the head and they're out. And but if you're going to consume meat, that is, you have to have some acceptable practice that you can agree to. My problem with the rules on the raccoons and the skunks, etc., is that this is mating season, and maybe they're cute and furry when they come out, but the minute they start pooping in your attic, you got a real problem.
Oh, yeah.
And people get really sick.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, like you may not know that you've got a problem, right? Like you pass inspection.
Yeah.
You buy the house. You don't move in for 2 months. And you find out you got a raccoon family living up there. I think the challenge we have in this country is we way too personalize animals. I mean, you literally reacted to gnats.
I know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there. I think I just talked to... a wildlife expert for my story that's on NJ101.com.
So you're all worked up by the animals.
I think so, because I talked to Josh Fogel from Critter Control, and he explained everything about getting them out and how they get them out and how they safely get them out. And then you have to clean and sanitize, because he talks about the destruction, the diseases.
But
I mean,
if they're suspected of rabies, they kill them.
Rabies is different.
Test you can't do.
Rabies is different, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But what he was saying was, the babies, when they're born, they're relatively quiet for about 2 months. So you may not know you have them.
Yeah, because they're hiding.
Right.
Until they get
so
bigger.
So by month three, it's like, and now we're in month three. So he's like, if you're hearing.
It's a huge problem.
That's what we hear. Yeah.
You
yep.
hear it, right?
You gotta,
what are you going to do? I mean, so
now,
no critter control will do. What will they do? Will they come and remove them now, or they can't even remove them?
No, they can. For them, they can. It was the bats they couldn't do. There's like laws against the bats. But what they want you to do is, a lot of people, they'll go out there. Oh, there's the entry point. Let me seal it. Don't seal anything.
Because you got to let them get out first.
You got, because the
That's
mother
what
will
we're
keep
waiting
right,
for.
The mother will keep coming back. You have to remove them all, but it's dangerous to remove them all, because the mother's protective of the babies.
Right. So what is your issue?
There's a
Jill?
Soffit. So there is an open soffit.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
how they got in.
In the attic.
In the attic, yep. you know, to the outside. You know,
and they'll
the outside,
seal it up, but they got to get them out first.
They can't. Yeah.
So
they don't want to go in there
What
and
are
fight.
Your options today? Someone will come and remove them for them?
Mm-hmm. No, at this point,
they won't even touch
it's kind of like wait until they sashay out of there, because they're not going to want to stay there.
I'll have to put you in touch with Josh.
We had bats.
bats is hard.
Now,
they're heavily protected in New Jersey.
Too.
Yes, we were able to. I don't know how they got them out. Whatever they did, I didn't. I don't ask, don't tell. The bats are gone, and now the attic is sealed.
Yes.
But my issue is, so that's why I started buying the poison, because I wanted to make sure the stupid little field rats, those little mice, because they're everywhere. And the minute there's any construction anywhere,
they get into eggs.
They squeeze through something that's the size of a dime.
Oh, yes, they can.
I don't know how that works.
They squeeze their little bodies in.
Yeah, but we have not had a problem in a couple years. But I said we but I pay attention. I've got a service with Western. I've got guaranteed service, does the ducks. Like we're on it.
Yeah.
And I spray and I don't mess around with that. I don't want to see bugs. I don't want to see rodents. I don't want any of that crap in my house.
Because they are disease spreaders, absolutely. And so aside from destroying everything.
Yeah.
God knows what the attic looks like,
but
Jill.
The bats,
a bat flew through his kitchen one day. We're
it's
in the
wild,
kitchen.
Right? Isn't it wild?
Oh, freaked me out because he goes, "What is that?" And it was behind me. So I'm like, "What are you looking at behind me?" And I see a bird go flying through the house.
No.
And yeah,
it's weird, right?
It's like, oh, that wasn't a bird.
Now, outside, I want to build a bat house. Now, hear me out. The bats eat the mosquitoes.
No, that's true.
Ooh.
And,
that's why they're heavily protected in New Jersey, because they're good.
I actually am okay with protecting the bats.
Yes.
I have a lot in my backyard.
Bats. You're going to be fine this summer.
They dip into my pool.
It's good. They fly so low. Mm-hmm. It is so unnerving how low they will come in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. One pecked my son's hair one time. He never went in the pool again.
Because they are sensing the mosquitoes, and they eat thousands. Each bat, thousands an hour. They're just flying through, scooping them up. So if you are seeing bats in your backyard, you're in good shape. You just don't want them launching from your attic.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know why we don't have bat homes that are sold. Like a bat cave on a pole.
Sure.
To attract
I
don't know if anybody's come up with
Mercer
that
Mercer County
yet.
Park near me has those. So I got to figure out, see if I can get them. Because there's a retention basin behind me. So maybe I can get them.
So the mosquitoes are going to be everywhere.
Oh, it's terrible. We always, and they get under my deck, which, you know, Jen is in my house. It's like.
R has a solution to the raccoon problem.
Oh.
All right. Come on, R in Westfield. Baby. Give it to us. What do you got?
Hi, guys. So. Raccoons are nocturnal, so they, you know, they sleep during the day. They hate light when they're trying to sleep, and they hate noise. So when I had a raccoon problem in my attic, I hung a bunch of drop lights, and I put a boombox up there and blasted it.
You play Metallica.
I love it.
And in no time at all, they were out. And once they were out, I was able to seal the hole where they got in, and that was the end of it.
Get out. Wasn't that a scene in a movie? That I feel like this. I've seen this scene now where you play music and they just
and they run
and they go.
That's such a good idea.
I think it was the movie RV with Robin Williams.
Really?
I don't remember that. Wow.
So what kind of music?
A movie, but no, I was playing whatever was playing on the radio. Nice
that
loud.
Is that is fantastic.
Wait, can you imagine if Spadia's voice starts attracting? Like, let's try it with Bill.
Do I attract them or do I repel them?
I think we should try it with Dave's. Bill's
I'm thinking
voice.
Spadia
would definitely scare them out of it.
I think I'm a repellent, not an attractor. That's what I'm thinking.
I think they'd all be like, "Hey, what's that?"
All right, R, you made our day, man. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care, guys.
That really could go either way.
That's funny.
Attracting or repelling the rodents. Yeah.
For me,
that could go either way.
Right, like if you have 101.5 on, like is talk radio going to talk them out? Or
there's a crackhead hippo in the
all
yard.
All of a sudden they start inviting all their friends in. Wait, like, come on.
Hey, listen to this guy. We like this guy. all right, it's 9:46. Fast traffic. Instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. All right, guys, got to get out of here. Just want to read a couple of comments. SUNY East Brunswick asked, are they gnats or fruit flies? I don't know my gnats from my fruit flies, Sue, but I will find out for you. And Lisa in Beachwood, you win the app chat today. She said that I could be paying for a lot more subscriptions because I can go to the settings and look at my subscriptions, and they're listed. Well, guess what? I just canceled 3, Lisa. I just saved $129. I got a raise during the show. So thank you for that tip. Really appreciate it. And Robin East Hanover, yep, I agree. You know, I'm going to talk to Jen about the deer. The deer, the bears, like, we have to draw a line somewhere. But I also want to thank my friend Roger, who just texted me with a link to guidance for setting up and installing bat roost boxes. So apparently there is a thing that I think I'll be investing in this summer. All right, guys, got to get out of here. Have a really outstanding rest of your day. I will look forward to being with you tomorrow. Remember, Hadometer on deck tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.